This is Press Play on 89.9 KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Surfers may seem like a laid-back and carefree group of freewheelers, but it turns out they can get pretty riled up when someone doesn't follow surfing's unwritten rules. For example, it is a big no-no to cut in front of someone riding a wave. That's what got Keanu Reeves' character Johnny Utah roughed up by a gang of surfers in the movie Point Break.
This is where you tell me all about how locals rule and yuppie insects like me shouldn't be surfing the break and all that, right?
Nope. That would be a waste of time. We're just gonna f*** you up.
But can you enforce the surfer code on dry land, specifically in a court of law? A California court recently took that on. Keith Plocek wrote about this case for Slate. He's a surfer himself and teaches journalism at USC Annenberg. Hi there.
Hi, Madeline.
All right. Tell us about the two surfers in this case. One of them is Mark Olson, and he was surfing one day a few years ago, back before the pandemic, and something bad happened. Pick it up from there.
That's true. His back got sliced wide open by another surfer's surfboard fin. It happened in Montecito, California, up on the Central Coast. He paddled and got onto a wave, and another surfer, Patrick Seville, got on the same wave in front of him, cutting him off. Mark then had to, kind of dodge out of the way and went under the water. And then when he was underwater, all of a sudden he felt, a big pain in his back, and he came up, screaming basically. And it turns out that Patrick fell off his board, wasn't wearing a leash, and accidentally, neither one of them thinks it's anything but an accident, but accidentally kicked his surfboard into Mark and, sliced open his fin.
Okay, so just a quick definition of terminology. Leash is the thing that holds the surfboard onto the surfer's ankle, right?
Right, and that's the cord, yeah.
Yeah, and then the fin is underneath the board, and is it really sharp?
Yeah, they're all pretty sharp. I've actually cut up on my own foot on my own fin. Yeah, it's they're very sharp. And they're good for steering in that way.
Okay, so Mark decides to go to court. Why?
About 2 years later, he filed suit for, it's a personal injury suit, ultimately saying that Patrick did not follow the unwritten surfing etiquette rules, and, to such an extent that he was negligent and, harmed Mark. Basically saying, you didn't follow the rules, you weren't a good surfer, as it were, you were a kook.
What's a kook?
A kook is just kooks, we're all kooks. All surfers are kooks, but ultimately it's a term that is generally used for new surfers, newbies, who don't really know what they're doing. They often get in other surfers' way. They often just kind of paddle and kind of accidentally cause trouble because there are limited waves, and it also can get dangerous out there. So if you're being a kook, one could say that you're just kind of not really following the rules for right of way, and you're endangering other surfers.
All right. So both of them bring their own experts to trial. Former professional surfers are part of the legal teams on both sides. And what do they argue?
Yeah, they did. They brought in two former pros. They predictably enough, the guy, the plaintiffs, the one who is saying that Patrick broke all the rules, he brought in a expert who says the rules are very important and you should follow them always. The defense, of course, brought in someone who was also a very noted former professional surfer who said, hey, the rules are a little more fluid and, we try to follow them, but, you can't always follow them. And what are the rules anyway? There's a little bit of this kind of like, they kind of try to lean into the hippie bit a little bit and say, like, the rules are different with every single wave.
Well, I guess they kind of are, right?
They are fluid. And also, because literally the ocean is fluid, right? Not to overwork a metaphor here, but it's not like there are lanes and traffic where these are painted on the concrete, right? This is a wave that is moving, and is it the person who stands up first? Is it the person who's closest to where it breaks? There's all kinds of little ways that there's all kinds of gray areas.
Right, but you can be held liable for negligence even if you didn't intend it. And Patrick didn't wear a leash, right? He didn't have his board attached to his ankle. So isn't he then liable?
It's debatable. I mean, the thing about leashes is they're generally encouraged. I think in some other countries, they're legally required. They're not required in the U.S. or in California. Wearing a leash if you're a longboarder and you're walking around on a surfboard, hanging ten, which means to walk to the front and put ten toes over the edge, like it's hard to do that with a leash. So it is kind of a jerk move to not wear a leash in crowded waves, but it's done by a lot of folks.
Well, the court didn't find him liable, right? The court sided with Patrick.
The court sided with Patrick, and they also and then they and then Mark's team appealed it, and they went, the appellate court, and the appellate court also sided with Patrick.
But so what was the argument that they cited?
They looked at existing case law, and ultimately they found a case related with skiing, with people running into each other, and that case also said, it's dangerous out there on the slopes, and people bump into each other sometimes. So they ultimately just said there's an inherent risk in surfing. There is etiquette, but you're also just taking risk out there.
Well, you wrote this story because you think that it is going to, even though it seems like you agree with the court's ruling, that it may unleash, so to speak, some really bad surfer behavior. Please detail.
Of course. Well, my concern, and I, as I thought about it more and more, is that these rules are unofficial, but they do exist to help keep other surfers safe. And there's a whole phenomenon called localism, which is basically people who live near a surf break often kind of feel like they own it, hence they're locals. Like Keanu Reeves said at the beginning, locals rule, I believe he said. The ocean, that's not true. The ocean belongs to everyone, obviously is like a nice feel good sentiment, but also the California Coastal Act in 1976 pretty much said as much. But the thing is one of the ways that locals keep surf other outsiders, discourage them from hanging out and taking their waves, so to speak, is they do drop in on them. They do cut them off. They do kind of threaten them, in indirect ways. So my concern was a little bit that now that the court has basically said that these rules are just kind of there, but they're not really legally binding, that it might encourage a little bit of bad behavior from the part of locals who are trying to intimidate other surfers.
We're seeing that there is more bad behavior out on the road since the pandemic began. People are just driving more recklessly and acting worse. Is that the same in the water? What's it like out there now?
I would say that there is more bad behavior, but it's not intentional. In the sense that I think there are just more surfers out there. Like surfboard sales spiked during the pandemic. Everyone was talking about how they couldn't buy a bicycle because everyone started bicycling. Like surfboards actually had that issue as well, because surfing is inherently kind of a social distancing sport. Like I don't want to be 6 feet near someone because I might bump into them, and so you're kind of always keeping away from each other already. So there's just a lot more newbie surfers out in the water, a lot more quote unquote kooks. So there's like bad behavior, but not like jerk behavior, just people who don't really know how to stay out of the way of each other. And so they're bumping into each other. There's more potential for bumping into each other. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be welcoming to other surfers. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be nice to them. It's just that there's more people, especially like in LA County, there's more people out there, which is going to like lead to more people, kind of getting in the way accidentally.
Keith Plocek teaches journalism at USC. He wrote about how surfer etiquette ended up in a California courtroom for Slate. Keith, thank you.
Thank you so much. This has been fun.
Coming up, we'll have your weekend movie reviews as well as some Oscar handicapping. So don't go anywhere. That's next on Press Play.